All right, we're back on with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Let's jump back into our conversation here, and thanks for some more of your time, Nick.
Anytime, Adam. Got a lot to cover this week.
No doubt, and as promised, I think we should jump right back into the whitefish talk here. So what are you hearing?
Not as good as last week, but a few guys here or there that did really well. Seems like boiled single eggs are what guys are going for the most part. Last year it was nearly 50-50 with waxies, but a lot of guys buying our eggs and reporting really, really good success on the whitefish with them, and they're catching splake on them too.
Let's talk about those splake, which seem to be almost a day saver for those that travel to Munising Bay. You know, that's the one thing that it seems like you can always at least put a few splake on the ice. Any word there?
A lot of guys are putting out a tip-up or two, and they're saying they're getting flags nonstop. Plus, they're seeing them on camera and, you know, getting them on the electronics, cruising higher up. They just adjust real quick and catch them on the whitefish rigs. And size seems to be pretty good. It's not a bad way to get a meal if the whitefish aren't doing well. You know, they're not catching a bunch of 12, 13 inches this year. They're more substantial fish that are actually worth keeping.
Nice. That's a great report. Well, let's switch you over to some inland lake fishing then. I actually heard something about some trout that weren't too bad on the inland lake. Seems like the trout are almost a little more resilient to these big deep freezes compared to, say, walleye and pike and that kind of fishing. But also some panfish, too. So I guess let's start with the trout. What are you hearing there?
Pretty good reports on splake, lakers, and some browns inland. Yeah, but trout just don't seem to mind the fluctuations quite as much. You can find them. They just plain like winter through the ice, I guess.
That cold water, huh?
Yeah, that's their thing. They don't mind it.
Is it mostly a minnow bite for the trout on the inland lakes?
Yeah, a lot of guys using fatheads and rosies. I mean, they're picking them up on wigglers, too, but heck, a lot easier to use the minnows.
Well, what about this panfish bite, which I heard had kind of slowed down, at least the perch have anyway, but what about anything like bluegill or crappie?
I've heard the same. Perch have been pretty hit or miss for the last week, but I have gotten good reports on gills and crappie. Crappie mostly after dark, but some guys are getting them deeper, usually suspended during the day. But yeah, the gills right at dusk have been pretty good for a lot of guys. Using waxies or spikes. You guys using plastics too.
And I assume they're coming in there and getting their live bait from you?
Yeah, we've been stocked up and moving through it.
Excellent. Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette, thanks for the report, and hopefully this will help people catch fish this weekend.
Yeah, free fishing weekend, I believe, so.
Yes, it is.
It'll be a good one. We'll be open Saturday and Sunday.
This is The Outdoor Show.